League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sad pony. Yeah. I just need someone to be patient with me. Because hear me out, you know, because, like, where's Osama bin Laden? We all know where he is. He's in the sea. He's in the Northern Arabian Sea. And what did the SEALs do in the back of the helicopter? Well, we all know what they did, and we all accept it, don't we? That Osama bin Laden's body was shrouded carefully in a white funeral garb, and he was gently eased below the waves in accordance with Muslim funeral rites. And a military officer prepared religious remarks, which were translated into Arabic by a native speaker. A US defense official said, "Yeah, cool. Cool. Cool, US defense official, who has got a defense for everything apart from his bullshit." Anyway, that said, a body in a weighted bag in the middle of the Arabian Sea. Obviously, that's the end of it, right? No, of course it's not. Because there's always one nutter, isn't there? There's always one nutter that thinks he can find the bin Laden in the haystack. And that nutter is treasure hunter Bill Warren, who in 2011, when looking for bin Laden's body, in what he called the most exciting and maybe dangerous project, to, and I quote, "prove one way or the other that he is in fact dead." Now, why would we be skeptical that this could have succeeded? This guy, Bill Warren, spent his life looking for buried treasure. Not that the bin Laden is buried treasure, of course, he's more buried terror. But Bill Warren has got previous in finding the unfindable and making millions of dollars in the process from the loot. So what was his plan? What was his plan if he indeed found bin Laden? Well, it was fairly loose, to be honest. He said, and I quote, "We're going to take some photos, video, a DNA test, maybe on his hair or his beard." Cool. Cool, Bill. "I know his family lives in Arabia," he continued, "like a nutter would." So what was his motivation? And this is going to blow your mind. It was money. There was a $25 million reward at the time to hand bin Laden's body in, dead or alive. And that reward still existed at the time, 2011. It's ridiculous. Stop encouraging these nutters going out in the Arabian Sea with their fishing nets. Stop it. However, very sadly, at the last minute, Bill Warren discovered that obviously they said, no, there's not a $25 million reward anymore. Stop it, Bill. Stop, don't do it. So you know what he said, Bill Warren? He said, "I'm still going to go looking for him anyway." For free. Did Bill Warren find bin Laden? I think you can probably guess. But maybe he's still looking. In fact, I'm sure he is still looking. because, and Osama bin Laden knows this more than anyone else, there is always one nutter in the world prepared to go further than you think. Lots of love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.